T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is a point I've been making for a long, long time. No basketball player grows up dreaming of playing in the Sun Belt or the Missouri Valley or the Southern Conference. Similarly, no basketball coach ever has a dream of, man, I'd love to be a Southern Conference coach. Man, I'd love to be the coach at Furman. No, they want to be the coach at North Carolina. I want to be a Big Ten coach. I want to be a Pac-12 coach. Everybody aspires for the biggest things. And so in the coaching profession, when you get started, you take the best job you can get. The best head coaching job you can get, that's the one you take. Like Steve Forbes is killing at East Tennessee State. And I know he loves it at East Tennessee State. But his career aspirations are not to retire at East Tennessee State. He'd love to be the head coach at Tennessee, not East Tennessee State. But he's coaching at East Tennessee State right now because that's the best place for him. He's had other job offers, but you weigh the pros and cons. The best place for him is right there. But trust me when I tell you, if Tennessee ever wants to hire him, they'll be able to do it. And we will all applaud it. We'll say, man, isn't that amazing? You went to East Tennessee State and you showed that you were awesome. Now you're so awesome that Tennessee wants you. Isn't that great? And yet if the same thing happened for a basketball player, we think it's the death of college basketball? We think it's the worst thing ever? There's this unheralded basketball prospect in high school. 3-star guy. He thinks he's really good. He thinks he's an ACC player. But the recruiting analysts don't see him that way. And the college coaches don't see him that way. Let's call him Steph Curry. And so he goes to the best school he gets offered to, Davidson. And then as a freshman, you go, oh boy, kid's balling out. Dale Curry's kid's good. Now at that moment, and Steph's so different, he might not have left, but let's pretend at that moment, this transfer rule that's about to be in place was in place. And he could transfer without penalty from Davidson to, at that point, anybody anywhere in the country. So let's say at that point, Duke decided. Mike Krzyzewski picks up the phone and says, hey, first off, let me apologize for not seeing you for what you were when you were in high school because you're right here in the state of North Carolina. I must be a terrible evaluator, but I see it now. And I don't know if your dream's always been to play in the ACC or Cameron Indoor, but if you want to, you have that opportunity. What would be so wrong about Steph Curry taking advantage of that? I promise you, Steph Curry growing up in Carolina had dreams of playing in the ACC. Mm-hmm. Was only in school at Davidson because the ACC schools didn't think he was good enough. So once he goes to a lower level and proves that he's awesome, why would it be so bad if he got an opportunity to compete at the level he always dreamed of competing at? Like Chris Beard was the head coach at Little Rock because it's the best job he could get. But then he showed that he's awesome at Little Rock and immediately he gets offered the Texas Tech job. And we all think that's great. We don't go, this is the death of college basketball because poor old Little Rock can't even keep its coach. If we're not worried about the Little Rocks of the world keeping their coaches when their coaches prove themselves to be awesome, why are we worried about the Little Rocks of the world keeping their players when their players prove to be awesome? It's never made sense to me. So I don't know where these coaches come from except for a selfish place, but I can't wait till we get to see a young man who was overlooked for whatever reason in high school go to a low level and kill it and then get recruited right off of that campus to a higher level if he wants to go. You can stay if you want, but if your dream was to play at a higher level and people want to give you the opportunity to do it, you should be able to take advantage of that opportunity the same way coaches do literally every year.
Story number 4.
Got a heavyweight fight tomorrow night. Should be awesome. I mean, Saturday night. Should be awesome. Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury. And the Nevada State Athletic Commission announced today that tomorrow at the weigh-in, there will be no face-off. Now, this is a normal thing that you get in MMA at UFC, but also in boxing for decades. You know, one person steps on the scale, announce the weight. Other person steps on the scale, announce the weight. They come to the stage, they stand nose to nose, everybody takes their pictures. It's a thing you've seen a million times. They usually say something to each other, or at least often say something to each other. And sometimes it does get physical. Somebody will push somebody, and we've seen fights before break out. And out of fear of a possible physical altercation one day in advance of the actual fight, the Nevada State Athletic Commission said there will be no face-off. They've literally banned it. Mm. Even if Wilder and Fury want to, they will not be allowed to go face-to-face. And I don't know how I feel about this because it's, I guess, not that big of a deal. But reading boxing writers today, it is high. It's like unprecedented. We always have the face-off. And it's just sort of understood. It doesn't matter how much you guys hate each other or how much you're trying to put on a show. You don't throw a punch. There's tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars at stake here. Right. You don't throw a punch. But apparently they don't trust these guys not to actually have a physical altercation that could be problematic. And so they will avoid the possibility and let them go face-to-face for the first time when they get back in the ring on Saturday night. I'm looking forward to this one.
You are. See, I'm familiar with Tyson because he obviously had a little stint in WWE.
I don't even know that.
Yeah, recently he was in
WWE. Oh, yeah. I thought you were trying to say like he was a former professional wrestler and then decided to be a boxer.
No. Recently he did a little stint in WWE. Right.
Well, Deontay Wilder is a monster.
Right.
Deontay Wilder is, he's from Alabama, by the way.
Uh-huh.
He is the closest thing we've had to what we grew up thinking about the heavyweight champion ought to be.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who looks the way he looks. He's tall, ripped, strong, and punches like a killer.
Mm-hmm.
Like he will hurt you. He'll knock you out. And his intentions are to hurt you. He talks about it all the time. And so he's a show. It's been a long time since we had a heavyweight champion everybody was interested in. And perhaps we still don't. Maybe Wilder's not even that guy today. But he's the closest thing we've had to that guy in a while. And to watch two of the best heavyweights in the world get in the ring Saturday night. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'll buy it.
Okay.
I'll buy it. But they won't get the face-off on Friday afternoon. That's been banned by the Nevada State Athletic Commission. Jeff Calkins is up next.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
America is a great big country.
Filled with all kinds of different people.
Young.
Old.
City people.
Country folk.
And everything in between.
And every one of us matters.
So we all should count, right?
That's why the 2020 Census
wants to make sure we're all counted.
Why is it so important?
Because the Census helps inform how hundreds of billions of dollars will be spent each year for things like
new roads,
health clinics,
even more school programs.
It also decides your state's congressional representation.
It's just too important to miss.
So be counted and make sure.
Your neighborhood counts.
Your family counts.
Take the 2020 Census.
Take the 2020 Census.
Come on, take the 2020 Census.
And make sure you count.
Shape your future. Start here. Learn more at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Orion is redefining doable. Ready to roll up your sleeves and start that renovation project? Orion has home equity lines of credit perfect for knocking out that wall and redefining your living room. Apply today at OrionFCU.com. That's OrionFCU.com. Orion is an equal housing lender.
Memphis and surrounding suburbs, please make your plans to join Mayor Lee Harris for this year's State of the County Address, taking place at Collierville High School on Friday, February 21st. Doors will open at 3 p.m. See you there.
From his hit TV show, The Carbonaro Effect, magician Michael Carbonaro is coming to Gold Strike for an electrifying live performance that families nationwide cannot stop talking about. Friday, February 28th, Gold Strike Casino Resort. Tickets on sale now at goldstrike.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. Don't miss out on your chance to feel the effect of Michael Carbonaro live.
Believers, you can close your eyes.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Brian Urlacher's brother was arrested today. He's been the ringleader of an offshore gambling site. I have a history with him, sort of a goofy story. I'll tell you about that in the next segment. But right now, Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist. Daily Memphian host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11. Joins me every day after 5. It's after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, GP.
You were inside FedEx Forum last night for the Tigers. Exciting. 74, what was the final score? It's a four-point win. Four-point win over
77-73.
77-73, four-point win over East Carolina. Your thoughts on what you witnessed in downtown Memphis last night?
I'll be honest, it was depressing as hell. it was miserable. I didn't write about, happily, I didn't really write about the game. I wrote about a woman who died who'd been to 26 straight years of home games without missing a home game. And it actually, the reason I wrote about her is that, you know, there's all this stuff, who do we blame, who's whatever, how do we, and it was just a reminder to me that most fans, they just love the Tigers, they love Penny, they're not actually critical, they're disappointed that James Wiseman quit the team, ding, that's the first one, they're disappointed that James Wiseman quit the team and that things haven't turned out as well as they have, but they just love the Tigers. They've always loved the Tigers. They've never had a championship to pull for with the Tigers. And, like, this woman, so many things were so sweet. Like she had one friend who they shared a driveway together, right? They shared a driveway together. Like, they were next-door neighbors. And then they got seats together. And these weren't rich people. This woman who I wrote about is a dental hygienist. She wanted to spend her money on the Tigers, right? And so they used to take the city bus down. And then when her friend got – they got old together, and then when her friend got really sick, they used to go out to restaurants for road games and stuff. When they got really sick, this woman made a margarita and went over and got in bed with her and watched the game together. And that was the last game her friend Pat ever saw. But then she started going to her grandson, and her grandson told a story that totally rings true about how every single game this woman would say, you know, I'm not that hungry. Let's just get one order of barbecue nachos and split them. And he said she never split them, ever. She'd always eat them all. And then after the games, they'd go get a margarita at the Westin Hotel. And it's just, like, that's the real life of a Memphis fan. And they call the kids by their first names, and they've always loved Penny, and they love Penny. And so at this woman's funeral, she died last Saturday, at this woman's funeral, her two granddaughters were standing up there by the casket holding up Go Tigers, right? And so they had the whole mourners, one side yelling, Go Tigers! Go Tigers! And, like, I was more focused on that. I just like the sweet story, the fact that that's what real Memphis fandom mostly is. It's not angry people arguing with you on Twitter or me on Twitter or anything else. Now, I will say, then I sort of found that story, I went to talk to those people, et cetera. And then the Tigers are booting this game away, and it did occur to me, like, oh, my God, come on, don't lose this game, because if they lose this game, I'm going to have to write about the fact that they lost the game rather than the sweet story. So they nearly ruined my column, but they pulled it out. And I do have questions about, like, why Penny can't get the players to stop doing the things that they keep doing. Like, I have some questions about that. But fundamentally, it was a frustrating night, but that to me served as a reminder that most fans just love the Tigers.
Talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. And I do think, in all seriousness, like that love is also the root of the frustration and the disappointment. You don't get frustrated by things you don't care about. You know, like I'm pretty good about that, like in my personal life. I don't get bothered much by things that don't affect me too much. Like Kelly and I talk about this all the time. She's constantly bothered by things that like people say or do, and I'll say, why does that bother you? How does that matter to you? Like it doesn't matter to me. Why would that matter to you? And one of the reasons people are so fired up about Memphis basketball, no matter what side you're on, because right now and I don't have a proper grasp for what. Like, it's been a long time since I sat in the seats at FedEx Forum and just talked to Memphis fans. My perception of, quote, Memphis fans right now is social media. And I know that that's not a proper reflection of real people. But that's what I see. And, it does seem like the fan base is on a couple of different sides here. One is sort of latching on to the points I've been making, which is, hey, what are you going to do when the best player quits before Christmas and the third best player gets hurt in January? And then the other ones are like, hey, I understand why we're not great, but can you explain to me why we're not good? And if we're not good, maybe the coach is the problem. And so it's not often that an intense fan base is on different sides of an argument to the extent that this is an argument. But I do think that right now the fan base is sort of coming at this from different directions, if any of that makes sense.
Yes. I guess what I would say is as follows. I actually think most of the fan base is not on social media. Well, to be honest, most of the fan base is over 60, you know, that's in the building, you know. Like, and they just, like, yeah, they're disappointed, but they're not angry one way or another. They're not fighting about this, right? You know, they're just not. They're disappointed that they miss free throws. Oh, I wish those young boys would make their free throws. Like, that's typical. So I honestly think we're talking about the 40% of the fan base that's sort of actively engaged in debating the basketball part, as opposed to the ones that are just loving the Tigers because they went to the Coliseum, right? So, okay, now if we're down to the 40% of the fan base, I do agree that there are those two fundamental views. But I also think that within them, there's room for nuance, right? I mean, I am of the view that this year is fundamentally a wash. What the heck do you expect? They lost their best player and their third best player. And yet I also, just like you have said, okay, well, that still doesn't mean you blow that kind of a lead to SMU at home.
Right.
And it also, to me, it's a legitimate – I'm not in any kind of panic or ripping penny or like I know one person on Twitter said, well, GP keep saying what you keep saying about losing players, but you do have to admit that Penny's in over his head as a coach and can't coach. Like, no, that's not the point. The point really is that he had no chance and the team's not very good because he lost his best player and his third best player. That's fundamentally what we're saying, and period, the end. But within that, I do have this fundamental question, which is why, when they're up 16 to East Carolina, a team that they are so demonstrably better than, why Penny lets it go and far enough, or he can't get his players to do the right thing. He acts like he's helpless to get them to do the right thing. And like, oh, these players, he said, they go crazy. They lose their minds. They keep doing it. Like, isn't there a way, and get your thoughts on this, isn't there a way to, when things start to come off the rails, say, listen, next person down who doesn't throw it, next possession, if we don't have a possession that presses to it, touches, but we're gonna pull you. You know, if it's a half-court possession, Precious is touching the ball. And if he doesn't, or whatever. I mean, John Calipari used to do that. You know, he used to have rules about John Rice can't dribble. You dribble, you're caught out. Bang. Why can't, given that it is an issue that it has been, when they abandon their offense, I do wonder if Penny should have more control over that rather than just shrugging and saying, freshman will be freshman.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I will say that a lot of this is freshmen will be freshmen.
It clearly is. And it's these freshmen who are high profile. They think it's their turn to take shots. You know, very clearly. We got a lead. Precious has enough. I'm not going to throw a lob into Precious every single possession just because it would work every possession against East Carolina.
Well, like, the point I would make is that, you know, Memphis was not this bad offensively last season. And they're more talented this season. So it's the same coach, different rosters, more talent. So what's the issue? The obvious thing to chalk it up to is the youth. You know, like when you are significantly worse at this specific thing, but more talented from an individual talent perspective, what's the difference? It's young players versus old players. I do think a lot of it's that. But I will also say that a big part of coaching, perhaps the biggest part, isn't being able to break down film or draw up plays. It's getting your players to do what you want them to do. The best coaches are very good at getting their players to do what they want them to do. And sometimes that's on the offensive end, sometimes it's on the defensive end. Virginia's a pretty good example. Virginia's horrific offensively this season, worse than Memphis. But defensively, they're still elite. And I really do think you could take Tony, you could give Tony Bennett any five high major players in the country and say, work with them for 3 months, and they would be one of the best defensive teams in the country. Like, he is that good at teaching that thing. And he's that good at getting those players to do those things. And so, ultimately, what you have to do is figure out how to get your players to do what it is you want them to do. And if we're being honest, I can say, because even Penny acknowledges this, for whatever reason, he has not been that effective at getting his players on the offensive end of the court to do what he wants them to do, because he's constantly talking about how they don't do what he wants them to do.
Right. And I agree. Most of it's youth. I also think, by the way, so I was talking to John Martin today about, and it's just sort of about the job that Penny has done. And he said, well, you know, it's not all bad because, like Boogie's gotten better. He's, like, gotten better. And to that I said, not only is it not all bad, like, for just the people who want to just talk about his coaching, right, if you look at those players, tell me who's disappointing this year. Because the truth of the matter is, there's most players aren't disappointing. Lester, is he disappointing? No. Was DJ disappointing? No. Was Tyler? Not really. Like, Tyler's playing well. Maybe he could just be more than him, but more minutes. Boogie is not certainly not disappointing now. Malcolm's not disappointing. I didn't think he was going to be good at all, and he's actually good for some useful minutes now. He's not disappointing. Lance, you're getting more out of Lance than I think you've like. So all these people who are criticizing the actual quote-unquote coaching, if you go player by player by player by player, the only one actually who might be disappointing, I guess Damian Ball is disappointing, but only relative to the crazy expectations that people had. If you looked at Damian Ball when he was signed, he's not disappointing. Not at all. He just, the Bahamas, people sort of, it blew up in an unrealistic way. So he's not really been disappointing. I guess Alo, he got off to a good start, and he is disappointing relative to that start. But that's the interesting thing to me about, you look at this team, Penny's getting fundamentally out of the individual players pretty good years. Like, they're not, people just have to realize they're not that good. You point to me like this is not a team that, oh my God, they got these five guys and they're underachieving. No, you can't point to anyone to me who's underachieving. Well, honestly, anyone who's underachieving.
Well, here's a point I made earlier. Like, people love to just sort of, you know, just gloss, just label in a pretty vague way Memphis's talented roster. And I still think people are connecting that to what the Memphis roster that was supposed to be and the Memphis roster that actually is. Those are two very different things. Like, when you talk about Memphis's roster, let's talk about exactly what it is. Let's break it down to exactly what it is. The top six players that are on the team and healthy right now are Precious Achiuwa, Boogie Ellis, Lester Quinones, Damian Ba, Alex Lomax, Tyler Harris. Those are the top six in minutes played who are on the team and healthy right now. Six players, four freshmen, two sophomores, and four of those six players are sub-50 high school prospects. Three of the six are sub-100 high school prospects. So I'm big over the past couple of weeks of saying, hey, here's what this team actually is. Find me an example of a team like that was good. Well, this is my new one. And I'll try not to talk about it every day for 2 weeks, but I ain't making no promises. Find me a team whose top six healthy players right now are all freshmen and sophomores, and four of the six, are sub-50 high school prospects. Find me a team that fits that criteria and is good. I bet you can't do it. Go pull up Joe Lenardi's bracket, Jerry Palm's bracket. Find me the NCAA tournament team that is top six in minutes played, all freshmen, all sophomores, and four of the six are sub-50 high school prospects. It's teams built like this don't win. I don't know how more clearly I can say it.
No, people are under these illusions that they're immensely talented, right? They're just not. They're not immensely. And honestly, they're more talented than East Carolina. You saw that last night. I mean, Precious is so much better than anyone else on the floor. Like, they're more talented than East Carolina. They should have handled East Carolina. It should not have gotten as close to the dead, and I can say that. But yes, they're not some. I think maybe because Alo and Tyler are local, right? We sort of blow them up into more than they are. And then I think there's just some overhang. People still think, even though they know that James and DJ aren't on the team, they still like pretend that they are. They were immensely talented when DJ and James were on the team, but they're not now.
Well, people keep saying to me, like, hey, but they were good without James Wiseman. You keep saying James Wiseman, DJ Jeffries, leading scorer, third leading scorer, but they lost James Wiseman very early, and they were still good. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm with you. Now keep going. Tell the rest of your story. And they say, so really, we're just talking about losing DJ Jeffries from a team that was good, and now they're not good. DJ Jeffries can't matter that much. And I'm telling you, yes, he can. They were 15-4 with DJ Jeffries, 3-4 without DJ Jeffries. That's what they are. It's not
right, right. And he also DJ Jeffries also had a particular role. We talked about this yesterday. He could create a shot. You know, now they got nothing. They got. No one who can really create. I bet Boogie can. But and then that's why actually putting the ball in Boogie's hands has worked so well, particularly without DJ Jeffries. You needed it because he can create his shot sometimes. But mostly it's Precious Achiuwa putbacks. That's what their offense is a lot. It's Precious Achiuwa putbacks, and it's, you know, Avo plunging into the lane and hoping to create something. DJ was good, but he also was good in a way that was particularly useful for this team, given its limitations.
And when you lose a person that is that useful for a basketball team, any basketball team, but especially a college basketball team, when you lose that person just abruptly, like, keep in mind, it was a Thursday before a Saturday game. He gets hurt in practice, and then it's over with. Okay, now you got to adjust on the fly. And suddenly, every player on your roster who has already had to take on a different role post James Wiseman has now got to take on an even different role post DJ Jeffries. So Precious comes here thinking he's going to play the four next to James Wiseman. That's what he prepares for all offseason. Now he's the five with Lance Thomas or Isaiah Maurice with him. All right. Then you've got Lester Quinones probably thinking he's going to be a secondary piece or a complementary piece to a team with James Wiseman and you know you got whatever in the backcourt, and you throw it into Wiseman, he kicks it back out, and you could just knocking down open jumpers one after another. Well, now you don't have that guy to throw it to, so that's different. Changing roles of every player midseason is not an easy thing to do. It's why we're watching it elsewhere around the country. People don't want to pay attention to it, but Arkansas was 16-5 with Isaiah Joe. He gets hurt. They played five games. They're 0-5 with four losses to unranked teams. Auburn was 22-2. Their best player pulled a hamstring last week. He missed last weekend's game over at Missouri. Missouri's terrible, but Missouri beat Auburn by double digits. Then last night, he's out again, Isaac Okoro. They got to go play at Georgia. Georgia's an NIT team. Beat Auburn by double digits. Like, Auburn lost its best player, and immediately, and they literally haven't won since. Arkansas lost one of its best players, hasn't won since. Like, this stuff isn't hard to figure out for most of us.
Right. So, I found it frustrating, though. But anyway, they did win. That's nice, and away we go.
And talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. And then tonight, we get to turn our attention to a feel-good basketball team, and that's the Memphis Grizzlies, playing out in California, Sacramento Kings. I talked to Joe Mullinex about this yesterday, talked to Bennett about it earlier. Four-game road trip, you're at Kings, at Lakers, at Clippers, at Rockets. Bennett and I, and Joe as well, said, you know what? Like, we'd love to win them all, but we'll take 1-3. If you handed me 1-3 right now, I'd feel okay with it. Would you take 1-3 right now?
Yes, you take 1-3. Because, yes, there's a real peril of 0-4. I think they're one-point favorites tonight, but you could easily lose to this team. I mean, I think they were good at home right before the break. Sacramento was. They've got De'Aaron Fox, who's actually outplayed Ja in the two times they have met. The idea that tonight is some kind of a gimme is silly. And then you've got three games that would seem like huge upsets if you win them against the Lakers, the Clippers, and Houston. So absolutely, you take 1-3. It's kind of depressing to say that. But here's the other thing. We could be invested in rooting against, and I really mean this, like this is a real, real playoff race. And so you can be invested in rooting for, who are you going to be rooting for tomorrow, GP? It's Pelicans against Portland in Portland.
I think I'm still rooting for Pelicans because I'm just trying to push everybody as far away as possible.
Just like life. Really,
yes. It's exactly like life. I'm trying to push people away from me. I need space. I guess that's right.
Because the argument would be, listen, if Dame's not playing, Portland's not really that much of a threat, whatever. But the whole point is, if Dame's not playing, these are the games that you then assume they're going to lose, right? That's the idea. If they win games without Dame playing, then when they get Dame gets back, then they're right on your ass again. So, I think you're right. I think you have to pull for the Pelicans tomorrow because it's in Portland. This is a lot of fun. It's going to test the fan base, GP. Now, what time do you normally go to bed?
On a Thursday night. Probably around 9 o'clock, because the Thursdays are the day where I'm in studio till 1. I go to bed about 3. I wake up at 6:30. I fly home to a radio show. It's gonna be tough. I'm gonna do my best.
Are you just gonna throw in the towel on the front end and figure it out in the morning?
I never throw in the towel. I just fall asleep. I don't.
You fall asleep on a couch? Where will you fall asleep? Where will you watch it?
I could fall asleep anywhere. Like
What's the likely scenario?
Likely scenario will be I'll be upstairs playing FIFA 19 with Louie and Oliver, and at some point they will get tired and want to go downstairs and go to bed, and at that point I'll probably be invested in like some game, and I don't mean invested like gambling. I just mean like I'll just be watching something. And then I will ultimately wake up, and it'll be 1:30, and I'll be on the couch. And then
you'll be on a couch, You'll be on a couch upstairs. But do you have a favorite team in FIFA or a player, or what's how's that work?
I play with Barcelona because they're great. Yeah, so I play, but I'm not good
Isn't
at it.
Isn't it amazing how soccer has become what it has become? Like, and your kids are going to grow up knowing all these soccer players. I mean, it really is remarkable. But what soccer has become, sort of, and that it is for young, whatever, it's sort of like as much as anything else. I guess FIFA, whatever. Basketball's probably played more, football's probably played more, but FIFA's number three?
I don't know. But I do know a lot of people who don't play soccer, actually don't like play it and don't consider themselves soccer fans, still play FIFA on.
But if you play FIFA, then you know that the players,
well, that's the
right?
thing. Like when I was growing up, because we would play RBI baseball, and we also had baseball cards, you knew every baseball player.
I think FIFA is bigger than everything else besides, like, Madden.
You think FIFA is bigger than 2K?
I'm pretty sure it is.
In the U.S.? I could be wrong.
Really? I'm not a big gamer, but everyone I know plays FIFA all the time.
Right. And I'm not good at it. I mean, I'm playing against a 6-year-old. I can whip his ass, but I'm not but I'm not good. But it is something that it's something as a father, when you can find things you can do with your kids, you try to jump into them as much as possible. So or at least your intent should be that. So that's our schedule probably for tonight. Get home, have dinner. Play FIFA until it's bedtime, and then I will watch as much as the Grizz Kings game as I can. If you want to check on me, you can just text and see if I'm still awake.
All right, GP.
I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Yep.
That's Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. To Jeff's point about the next three in this road trip, I feel like a big upset if you want any of them. According to the 538 point spreads that are placed on these games, Grizzlies at Lakers. Lakers are going to be a 13-point favorite.
Yeah. Friday night at Staples.
Grizzlies at Clippers. Clippers would be a 12.5-point favorite. And Grizzlies at Rockets. Rockets would be a 12.5-point favorite.
Yeah. The other thing, too, that if you go 1-3, you guarantee that you're not going to fall below 500 before you come back home. And I think that matters.
Of course it does. Because you're two games above right now.
Yep.
Win tonight, you go up three, and then even if you win the next three, you come back home to FedEx Forum at 500.
Right.
And you're still alone in eighth in the Western Conference playoff standing. So that's the goal. Go get this one tonight. It's a big one. 9 o'clock against the Sacramento Kings. When we come back, Brian Urlacher's brother was arrested today for running an illegal offshore gambling ring. I actually know this man. I've got an Urlacher story. I'll share it with you next.
You've got a car to sell, so you start thinking, what, this is going to be fun?
Ha!
You're really thinking, what a pain. It's going to take forever. I'm going to have to haggle with dealers or handle everything myself.
It doesn't have to be that way. GiveMeTheVIN.com is a much better way to go. Hi, I'm John Clay Wolf, and working with my company, GiveMeTheVIN.com is simple, fast, and I guarantee you more money for your car. Stop placing your own ads, stop letting dealerships rob your trade-in, and quit wasting time standing around at CarMax. Go to GiveMeTheVIN.com and give it a try. Just punch in your VIN number or plate number, post a few pics, and presto, you get an offer for your vehicle within seconds, and I give you more money guaranteed, or I send you a check for $100. This is smart, new, easy way to sell your vehicle for more money, and we'll come pick it up at your house or office. Take a couple of minutes and go to GiveMeTheVIN.com now.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it.
Make plans to be at Rec Room on Saturday, February 22nd. Catch the action on our six giant screens as WBC heavyweight champ Deontay Wilder again faces unbeaten lineal champ Tyson Fury in one of the biggest bouts in recent years. Plus, check out our new menu and drink specials. It's a hell of a lot cheaper than streaming the match at home. Bring your crew to Rec Room, 3000 Broad Street at Tillman. That's Wilder versus Fury, Saturday, February 22nd. Reserve your living room now or get there early to grab a seat. The action starts at 8 p.m. at Rec Room.
Pretty soon, we're going to see those beautiful azaleas blooming and then disappearing. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors. And when the azaleas bloom, make sure and take photos, whether for this year or in the future. But when they bloom, so do the real estate signs. And if you're thinking of selling your home during this time, the goal is to beat your competition to the closing table. Over the years, I have seen sellers make mistakes that, had they been prepared, they would have sold their home quicker and made more money. That's why I tell people to talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers and let me be one of them. Find out how my highly successful strategic marketing program with the tactical Shell Bucks option can mean the difference in whether you sell or your neighbor's house sells. Find out why people often say that when you want the job done, call Shell Done. Shell Done Rosengarten. You can reach me at 483-0546 or MemphisRelocate.com. That's MemphisRelocate.com or 483-0546. Do it now and go Tigers.
You have to be up in 5 hours, 2 hours, 6 minutes. And when you hear, you realize that you haven't slept a wink. That's why there's ZQIL Pure Zs, a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin so you can fall asleep naturally with no next-day grogginess. It's available in both liquid and gummies, tastes great, and is non-habit-forming. Pick up ZQIL Pure Zs from the sleep experts at Vicks ZQIL. ZQIL Pure Zs, naturally superior sleep. Available at retailers near you.
This is what flow from Progressive sounds like in one of our commercials. You may have seen one there on TV occasionally.
And speaking of motorcycle insurance rates, did you know that our basic motorcycle policies start at just $75 a year. And speaking of insurance, I just love...
And this is how that same commercial sounds on your motorcycle. Yep, everything's better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
It's Mattress Firm's President's Day sale. Right now, save up to $600 when you get a king bed at a queen price and a queen for a twin. Like a Serta Perfect Sleeper Queen mattress, now just $499.99. Plus, take home a free adjustable base when you spend just $499. Don't wait. Visit MattressFirm.com or a store near you for our best deal of the year. Your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm.
Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit MattressFirm.com/sale.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps, when it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, broadcasting from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Barbecue, but there's only one Memphis area restaurant actually serving World Championship Barbecue, and that's Memphis Barbecue Company. How did they get World Championship Barbecue? Owner's a world champion, Melissa Cookston. 8 world championships, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. I've been going there, Memphis Barbecue Company, for years now. If you've been, you know it's great. If you haven't been, you need to get on down and taste it for yourself. The address is 709 DeSoto Cove. 709 DeSoto Cove. You can type that in your phone, it'll take you right there, or you can just listen up. I'll give you easy directions. If you're coming from Memphis, take 55 South down to the Goodman Road exit. Take a right. It's right there. You can see the sign, Memphis Barbecue Company. You can see it from the interstate. Ribs are cooked multiple times a day. Make sure you're getting that fresh from the cooker quality, whether you're in there at 2 in the afternoon or 9 o'clock at night. And when you order a pulled pork sandwich, the pork is hand-pulled right then, not a moment earlier. Now, is that the most efficient way to run a kitchen? I mean, I wouldn't know. I never worked in a kitchen. But I'm told it's not. I'm told it's not, but it is the best way to ensure you're getting the best quality, and that's the most important thing at Memphis Barbecue Company. If you need catering, they can handle that too. No party is too big, no party is too small. Check the menu, all the details at MemphisBBQCO.com, MemphisBBQCO.com. We got breaking news. 92.9 FM, ESPN breaking news, powered by Radio.com Sports, and brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in two great tropical flavors. The Memphis Grizzlies have signed Dusty Hannes to a 10-day contract.
Okay, Bennett, Dusty.
Congratulations to him. You know what?
Friend of the show?
Yeah, we had Dusty on. I find him to be an enjoyable young man. And, you know, it's tough being in the G League when you are consistently putting up, like, good numbers for a winning team, and yet you still can't break through because you maybe just don't fit, you know, what it is an NBA player looks like or does, you know, in the year 2020. And it looks like that's sort of what he had run into with the hustle. Like, obviously, the numbers are the numbers. He's performing at a high level, but does what he do translate well to the NBA? Not sure. And so he has consistently been held down at the G League level, even though he is one of the better G League players. And yet he gets an opportunity now to bounce back up, 10-day contract with the Grizzlies. So congrats to him. I know on some level that's now he's been up before, so this isn't like a first-time thing. But, you know, you always wonder if you're going to get another chance when you've been down as long as he's been down. Hey. So he gets another chance now. He will be with the Memphis Grizzlies on a 10-day contract. This Radio.com app had me screwed up today.
Why?
So I tell you, I land, I go to the Delta Sky Club, and I get some work done, and I'm prepared for the show there. So I've just found it I found it to be an efficient use of my time.
Mm-hmm.
Just get off the plane, start working, and then about 3 o'clock, I'll go get my bag and get in the car, and then I'll come over here to the studio. And so on the walk from the Sky Club to the parking garage, a pretty long walk.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, well, you know what? I'll listen to Giannotto Jeffrey. I'll see what's going on with those guys. And so I hit the Radio.com app, and it starts playing the very beginning of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like from the it's clearly the opening.
Yeah,
you know, and sitting right across from me, it's Mark Giannotto, top 10 columnist in the country, commercial appeal, and I'm like, did my phone get messed up in terms of time? Like, am I still on East Coast time? Because it's 3 o'clock, but their show starts at 2 o'clock, and I was like, what is maybe I've got 2 more hours to my show starts. And so then I finally Googled in my phone, like, what time is it in Memphis, Tennessee? And it said 3 o'clock. And I was like, what is happening right now? And I hit the rewind button on the radio.com
You can hit that little jump to live button.
But somehow I started their show at the very beginning of the show at 3 o'clock, and it had me thinking it was 2 o'clock in real time. I was genuinely confused for about 2 minutes of my life earlier today. But I got it all straightened out.
Good.
Anyway, shouts to radio.com.
I like that rewind.
The rewind button is useful sometimes. You can never figure it out. Breaking news earlier today from Chicago, where Casey Urlacher was arrested. He's the brother of Chicago Bears legend Brian Urlacher. Federal authorities are alleging that he was running an offshore sports gambling ring that raked in millions of dollars from hundreds of Chicago area gamblers. He's a mayor, by the way, of a small
town.
He's a mayor of a small town in Illinois, and so now you've got a mayor facing a federal indictment because he was running an offshore gambling ring that raked in millions of dollars from Chicago area gamblers. So when I saw this today, I immediately sent it to a few friends of mine. We were out in Las Vegas several years ago. This was maybe 5-6 years ago. And Steve Mazziello, who was an assistant at Louisville under Rick Pitino, but then became the Manhattan coach. If you remember him at all or know him at all, it's probably because he was the South Florida coach for like a day. And then they found out he had never actually graduated college. And so they rescinded the offer, and he had to go back to Manhattan and then work toward his college degree. And he's been at Manhattan ever since. So we're all in Vegas for, you know, grassroots basketball, AAU stuff. And Mazziello, I bumped into him at one of the gyms, and he was like, "What are you getting into tonight?" I said, "I don't know. We haven't really talked about it." But it was like a Friday night in Vegas. He said, "Okay, well, I've got a table at one of the clubs in Bellagio or Caesars. I'm not sure." He's like, "I got a table at whatever club, bottle service, the whole deal. I'm going to be with Urlacher. Why don't you come kick it with us if you want to?" And I knew that he was friends with Brian Urlacher.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "All right, well, that sounds like fun." I said, "What time are you guys getting there?" He said, "Probably around midnight." I said, "Cool, I'll text you later. Do you care if I got somebody with me? Is that cool?" He said, "Yeah, it's cool. You can bring a couple people if you want to. We'll have plenty of room. Right now, it's just me, Urlacher, and I think one other person. But we've already got it all set up. We've got the table reserved, bottle service. It's going to be a party." I said, "Okay, I like parties. This will be fun." And so I text my colleague, Matt Norlander, because he's a lifelong Bears fan. And I say, "Hey, man."
I don't know where this is going.
I said, "Hey, man, I got a treat for you." He goes, "What?" I said, "What time are you going to be done with work?" I said, "We're going to whatever club it was." He goes, "Okay, but who else is going?" I said, "Mazziello." I ran into him. He's got table, bottle service, the whole deal set up. And he said, "If I want to come, come on. And if I want to bring you, it's cool. And here's why I wanted to call you. Because Brian Urlacher is going to be there." He's like, "Brian Urlacher? He's lifelong." It'd be like telling me, "Hey, we're going bottle service with Daryl Strawberry." Mm-hmm. You know? He's like, "Brian Urlacher is going to be there?" I'm like, "Yeah, Mazziello's like tight with him. They've known each other for years one way or another." And so, it'd be me, you, Mazziello, Urlacher, and some other guy. I don't know who that is. But, you know, it'll be fun. It'd be a party. Because I don't like going to clubs. Like, I'm first off, I'm in my 40s at this point. Like, what am I doing in a club?
Yeah.
But I will tell you, the Vegas clubs, if you get a table and you get bottle service, that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you feel out of place. Like, every time we do it every summer. And every time I feel out of place, I go, what am I doing here? But then you fast forward like 3 hours and you're having the best time of your life.
Right.
Just every time. You don't want to be one of the normal people, like, just standing out on the dance floor all scrunched up trying to get to the bar to get a drink. You got to have a table, booth, bottle service, the whole deal. If you ain't willing to pay for it, it ain't worth going. But if you're paying for it or somebody else is paying for it, it's a party. So Norlander's like, "Okay, I'm in. We're definitely going." So he's fired up. I'm fired up. So we get to the club. I see Mazziello's table. I see what appears to be Brian Urlacher. And I'm like, "All right, that's where we're at. We're going back there." Now, keep in mind, I'm not the biggest NFL fan, but I know Brian Urlacher.
Right.
So does this guy. Kind of looks like Brian Urlacher.
Yes, he does.
Because if you look at the pictures, they look like the same dude.
They do.
And so I walk up. I'm leading the pack. Norlander behind
me. Oh, no.
So I said, Mazziello, you know, you hug, you do what you do. And then he says, "Gary, this is Urlacher." That's the way he introduced him.
Oh, no. Come on. He's got to know.
And I said, "Oh, what's up, man?" I said, "I'm Gary." I said, "Hey, this is my friend Matt. He's a huge fan, so this is super cool for him." And he's just looking at me, and it takes a minute, but I eventually realize
this is
not Brian Urlacher.
No.
This is Casey Urlacher, Brian's brother. And I think the whole deal, I think the story I got at the end of the night was that Brian was supposed to be there at some point, but he wasn't.
He bailed.
He didn't show up. He just wasn't there at all. He bailed on the plans. And so, but Casey Urlacher was there, and I thought he was Brian Urlacher, and I introduced him to Norlander. Norlander knew of him, like, "That's not Brian Urlacher. It's clearly his brother, but it's not him." Anyway, seemed like a nice enough guy. We had a good time that night till God knows what time, but having a rough day today.
Sounds like it.
He's dealing with a federal indictment for running an offshore sports gambling ring. I wish him luck. Like I said, seemed like a good guy on that one night when I initially thought he was somebody else. Be back with dinner to go.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist, where my entire family goes to the dentist. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, please look no further than the Smile Center. And did you catch the new address? It's 1941 South Germantown Road. That's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's new address because he joined forces with Dr. Pat Clark's office. But don't worry, the Smile Center is going to continue to provide the same friendly, outstanding dental care you're accustomed to, and will now be able to provide additional services such as sedation dentistry. And check this out. The Smile Center is now also offering an annual membership plan for people who do not have dental insurance. For just $250 a year, you're going to receive a comprehensive exam, a full head x-ray, a cavity detection x-ray, a periodic exam, and two annual cleanings. It's a value of right around $530. You can get it for just $250. So if you don't have traditional insurance, you should give the Smile Center a call at 901-309-1333 or on the web, visit them, smilecentermemphis.com.
There's no finer experience in Italian cuisine like Strano by Chef Josh. Modern Sicilian entrees with an atmosphere perfect for loved ones and accommodating for all large party gatherings. And now, Monday through Friday, join us at Strano for our lightning lunch specials and kick off the week with our Monday Martini Happy Hour deals on your favorite cocktails. Also, Saturdays and Sundays, 11 to 2, join us for the best brunch in Memphis, offering special menus and bottomless mimosas. The best taste of Italy is at Strano by Chef Josh, located in East Memphis at the corner of Poplar and Perkins Extended.
So Alexis had a home. She wanted to sell it because she needed a bigger home, more space for her family. She did what I've been telling you to do for years. She got in touch with Josh Hysall. He went to work, sold her home. Full asking price, very first day it was listed. How did he do it? He did it with a 45-day guarantee plan system. Selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced, effective, someone who can expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. Then he knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is Josh just helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. Once you guys agree on that price, that's when he goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick, totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him, no questions asked. Got flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Hysall, 461-8147. On the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
Head on over to Frontier Western Store for their famous February sale. This is Frontier's biggest sale of the year, and it's time to save big on boots and apparel. All men's jeans are now on sale. Ariat denim, $10 off. Wrangler and Carhartt pants, $5 off. Select styles marked down even more, up to half price. There's huge savings on Carhartt shirts as well. Select clearance shirts and outerwear, up to 50% off. Ariat shirts and jackets discounted as well. Hurry in for best selection. Women's t-shirts by Simply Southern, Girly Girl, and Puppy Love as low as $10. Frontier has markdowns in the boot room as well. Hundreds of boots by Double H, Rocky, Durango, and Ariat now priced to move to make room for new spring arrivals. Stop by Frontier today and grab your next pair of dress or work boots. It's the famous February sale at Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, and on the web at frontierwesternstore.com. Family owned and operated since 1967.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. DesotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DesotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Memphis store. Achieving your personal best on the road or in the gym often comes down to how you feel. And when it comes to the right shoes, nothing feels better than New Balance. Shop at the New Balance Memphis store, where our in-store team is extensively trained to guide you through a personalized shoe fitting. The fit specialists at New Balance Memphis take precise measurements of your feet. Then, they analyze how you stand, walk, and run in order to determine your foot size, shape, and gait. Your individual foot characteristics are then matched against more than 48 New Balance models, resulting in the perfect fit. Feel the energy. Feel the strength. Be fearless. Feel the difference with the New Balance individual size and width advantage. Experience the difference of custom fit for yourself. Visit the fit specialists at the New Balance Memphis store today, located in the Cordova Town Center on Germantown Parkway behind the Outback Steakhouse. New Balance Memphis, your feet will thank you.
Get to us a Sunday.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, broadcasting from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
If you want to own a vehicle you'll love and deal with a family-owned business that treats people like people, not like customers, please go visit my pals over at Mercedes-Benz of Memphis. 5389 Poplar. That's 5389 Poplar on the web, mbofmemphis.com. I've told you for a while now, I'm not just a spokesperson for Mercedes-Benz of Memphis. I'm a Mercedes owner, have been for years. That means I've got a car that rides terrific, but also a vehicle that's safe. Because when you buy a Mercedes-Benz from Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, you're purchasing 100 years of innovation in safety. From standard collision prevention assist to the advanced driver's assistance package, a Mercedes from Mercedes-Benz of Memphis is designed to protect your family. And in some cases, these luxury vehicles are more expensive than you probably realize. The A-Class model, for instance, starts at just $32,000. You can have a brand-new Mercedes, just $32,000 from Mercedes-Benz of Memphis. And some leases start at just $339 a month for 26 months. Certifying pre-owned vehicles, interest rates start as low as 1.99. 1.99 where? At Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, our city's original Mercedes dealership. On the web, mbofmemphis.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but I want to focus on some breaking news, and it's breaking news. Powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by the 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in two great tropical flavors. According to Kelvin Sampson, he's the head coach of the Houston Cougars.
Well, that's right. We played them this weekend.
Saturday, Quentin Grimes is doubtful to play because of a hip issue. That is their second leading scorer. He's a former 5-star recruit, started his career at Kansas, transferred to Houston. So it's about time the Tigers catch a break. If they actually do catch a break, maybe somebody else will have to play without one of their key players. Quentin Grimes listed as doubtful by Kelvin Sampson for Saturday's game against the University of Memphis Tigers.
What's the biggest game tonight?
It's the Grizzlies and the Kings at the Smoothie King Center in Golden One Center. Smoothie King Center's in New Orleans.
That's in New Orleans.
Golden One Center is in Sacramento. Okay. Grizz are 28-26 alone in 8th Western Conference standings. The Kings are 21-33. They stink. Fired Dave Yeager, and they got worse. That's what they get. Grizz are 1.5-point favorites tonight, but it's been brought down to 1.
Oh.
So it's in a coin flip situation. Either way, the total's 229.5 tip. Scheduled for 9 o'clock. It's going to be a late night. You can listen right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
What should I watch on TV?
Got a couple of town halls tonight on CNN after last night's Democratic debate. Joe Biden at 7, Elizabeth Warren at 8. Boy, she ripped Michael Bloomberg's throat out last night, didn't
gracious.
She? That dude took a beating last night.
He really did.
Man.
I almost felt bad for the guy, almost.
I'd have just kept buying commercials and just stayed out of it.
Gracious.
He's all wanting to get up there. He's been begging people, let me debate. Dude, what are you doing? I wouldn't debate if I were him.
No.
He got up there and got destroyed.
It was hard to watch.
From every angle. He should have just kept buying commercials and stayed out of the debates. I don't know what he thought he was getting himself into, but you want to watch those town halls. 7 o'clock, Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren at 8 o'clock, late night circuit, Katy Perry's on Jimmy Kimmel, Patti Smith's on Jimmy Fallon, Michael Bloomberg, It's on Stephen Colbert. I hope Stephen's nicer to him.
Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow's on Seth Meyers. Justin Bieber's on James Corden.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
You heard Jeff talking about the column he wrote from FedEx Forum last night while the Tigers were beating East Carolina to snap a three-game losing streak. If you haven't seen that yet, go read it. DailyMemphian.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it'll be Friday. We're going to look back at Grizzlies Kings, look ahead to Tigers Houston. I'll have Dan Wolkin in the first hour and Jeff Calkins in the second. It should be a blast. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. We're going to meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful. Be kind. Be good. Rep your hood.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
When was the last time you read the Constitution? Specifically, Article 1, Section 2. The Founding Fathers thought it was critical to count the population every 10 years so that congressional representation would be based on facts. And it also helps inform how billions in funding are spent every year. The census is our opportunity to be heard. And if you think about it, our civic duty.
Shape your future. Start here. Learn more at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast, but the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Sign up for a Fitz Key Rewards.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.